Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Tom, Britain's new Prime Minister Gordon Brown recently told the BBC that his government's approach to education and employment lies in unlocking the talent of the average British citizen. He said his idea was inspired by what?
American Idol.
Exactly right.
Oh.
Reality TV, more specifically.
I was just going for the laugh.
I know, and yet, not only that, but another show called Britain's Got Talent, which is related to it. Prime ministers are people, too. They watch the same silly TV shows we watch. But perhaps what's surprising here is that Gordon Brown admitted that reality TV was influencing his actual policies. He said, quote, "These shows are saying to people, look, if you've got a talent, you don't have to know someone. You can just apply, and we'll have a look at what you're like." So among the first reality TV-inspired initiatives, he's starting a new policy based on the show Wife Swap, where the prime minister will trade spouses with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. Roxanne, interesting news from the Israeli Air Force. A general there says he wants to help his pilots increase their on-the-job performance by giving them what?
Starbucks.
No.
Brian McNamee.
Yes, he's done it. That's true. He's a very successful trainer. I like that.
They're on the job performance yes. by giving them... Is this something biological?
It is something medical, yeah.
Erectile dysfunction corrective stuff.
Exactly there right. And that's what they're giving to the pilots. They're giving them...
Wait.
Actually, the same chemical that's the main ingredient, Cialis. Cialis is the answer. You may remember that drug... You know, and Viagra, all those drugs, they work by increasing blood flow to the necessary parts, which is useful as well, apparently, for keeping your blood flowing in thin atmosphere, like up in the sky. Supposedly, taking Cialis before flights will help the Israeli pilots perform better while tangling with the enemy, making daring raids on their vulnerable areas.
And nothing kills that love and feeling like 8 Gs. You know?
I know, it's true. The biggest problem, of course, with giving Cialis to the pilots is that it makes a sudden ejection from the cockpit potentially quite dangerous. And of course, any combat sorties that last more than 4 hours require a doctor's attention.